Good morning, a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
There's an affiliation afoot. Tell us what organizations are planning to affiliate.
So last week, the Capital Region Chamber and the Center for Economic Growth announced their plans to affiliate. And the idea to join forces, they say, is not a new one. Mark Egan, the CEO of the Capital Region Chamber, said it's something that has been brought up a number of times over the past 10 years. Officials of the two groups say the timing makes sense now. Dr. John Bennett is the chairman of CEG's board and CEO of CBPHP. And he said both organizations' boards approved exploring the affiliation last week. It comes as Andrew Kennedy, who's the CEO of the Center for Economic Growth, leaves the company to join lobbying firm Ostroff Associates. The Center for Economic Growth is a nonprofit economic development organization that works to market the Albany region, attract investments, and provide services to help businesses grow. It's backed by more than 250 local companies and organizations that give annual contributions at different tiers. Some are $1,500 and others are $50,000. Egan compared the potential affiliation to others the chamber has made since the Capital Region Chamber was formed in 2015 when Schenectady and Albany Colony Chambers merged. Several other economic development organizations have been folded in over the past 5 years. There are expected to be some challenges, though, in combining the organizations. CEG covers 8 counties in the region, while the chamber covers 4. There are other chambers in several of the counties that CEG currently covers. Egan said it's common throughout the country to have chambers involved in economic development beyond their target communities. The details of what this will look like and who will be part of the task force is expected to be worked out soon.
There's a $120 million plan to bring, among other things, apartments and retail to Albany's South End.
So South End Development LLC is behind the project. We spoke with Jackeen Hoke, who's the chief development officer for the group. Hoke grew up in Albany's South End. He sees a neighborhood with a long history of ethnic and racial migration, working class families, and small businesses. But he also sees the vacant lots, abandoned buildings, and empty storefronts, and other signs of how conditions have deteriorated over the years. The goal is to construct 250 affordable and market rate, energy efficient apartments and 50,000 square feet of retail space over 4 buildings. The buildings would be bordered by 2nd Ave, Leonard Street, Crank Street, and Seymour Ave. The buildings include 32 parcels on almost 2.5 acres, many of which are empty 1- and 2-story homes that South End Development has acquired over the last few years. The estimated cost for the project is $120 million to $200 million. The parking for the development would be below ground. The rooftops would have solar panels, and the apartments would have a passive solar design. Developers want to achieve triple net zero consumption of energy, water, and waste. South End Development is asking the city to rezone the properties as mixed-use campus institutional. The request is being reviewed by the planning board. Funding would come from a variety of sources, including private equity, bonds issued by the State Office of Housing and Community Renewal, tax exemptions from the Albany IDA, and a New York State Energy Research and Development Authority grant.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you.